Day 21, Prayer 31. Jehovah Meke, the Lord who smites and punishes sin. We fear you, Father, God of justice, with a reverent fear, but also a fear of you, God, who can kill not only the body, but soul and spirit in hell, yet has chosen to give us mercy and grace through your Son Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross. Our fear for you is healthy and reminds us of who we are held accountable to. Thank you, Father, for allowing wisdom to follow this healthy fear. Praise be to your merciful and gracious name. Today we pray that the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the intimate fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us. Father, help me never be a hindrance for anyone or myself from receiving the fulfillment of your promises. I declare and accept that your thoughts toward me are positive and rich with goodness from beginning to end. Even when I plan things, Lord, let your holy word have the final say in my life. Father, let favor allow me to be at the right place at the right time throughout this week. Let painful memories vanish from my thoughts, and may I think on those things that are pleasing to you, Lord. Today we pray for Rhode Island in South Carolina. Lord, bless and protect these areas and sweep over these lands with revival. Touch those who suffer with chronic pain, Lord. Pain level begin to decrease right now in Jesus' name. Heal them, comfort them, drive out arthritic and all inflammatory causes and diseases. We pray for the Stitching Sisters and the Prayer Shawl Ministry at Grace Family Fellowship. Thank you, Father, for the personal touch these ladies give and the prayers that have touched lives both spiritually and by proxy all over the world. May this ministry continue to bring comfort, encouragement, and an increased faith to those who touch the prayer shawls, and may that bring the supernatural miracle that each one needs, surpassing time and space, just like with the Apostle Paul's handkerchiefs and aprons. We pray all of this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.